Hi everyone, Samian here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Fat Cat, and here's what she has to say. Hi Sandman, I still don't think you like talking about my husband all that much. It was all good and well for people to tell me that I could do much better than him. I do actually bring a lot to the table, but the men it attracts to me makes me feel uneasy. They seem more interested in my money than me. I wonder if men feel just as uneasy when they get hounded by gold diggers. I got to see my brother being a Chad for much of his young adult life. Quite a parade of women suffering through Cinderella syndrome. That's all gone now. At this point, even his own kids don't want anything to do with him. Every now and then, he would get my sister to help him. After defending his BS for years, she finally washed her hands of him. She is now concentrating on ruining her own kids in much the same manner she did with him. But what do I know? All my siblings have grown tired of him as well. I've told my husband that if our son ever behaves like my brother, I'll cut him off even more severely than my parents did with my brother. Also, I always find it creepy when a man approaches me. Chad-like men do approach me hoping that I suffer from Cinderella syndrome, that I want to be swept off my feet and will sleep with them. I figured that my husband was a Chad and hooked up with him with the idea of it only being a one-night stand. That would have been fine by me. I found it odd that he wanted to exchange phone numbers afterwards. Hubby never asked for anything, wasn't a gold digger, and seems quite content with a simple life. To me, it seems like you'd only pick to be with someone that you actually are attracted to. I'm also not very good at attracting men. While I bring a lot to the table, I'm not exactly proud of any of it. I'm more concerned about baggage from my health problems. It wouldn't surprise me if I'm just scared of attracting the wrong sort of person. Hubby has always been nice and caring towards me. I've never met anyone else who has been that considerate towards me. I don't think there is anything better. Feel free to correct me. Sincerely, Fat Cat. Well, Fat Cat, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. I too don't think there's anyone better for you. Your words have also proven something I said in a recent video about women sleeping around with as many chads as they can, as if they're gambling with their giners, hoping that he'll stick around and keep sticking it in her. Chads seem to be like slot machines for women in a casino. But instead of women pulling their handles, they pull their cocks hoping to hit the commitment and marriage jackpots. Sounds to me like you're one of the very few lucky women that lucked out and didn't end up becoming an alpha widow. And you got your Chad. You swam through a sea full of semen and came out clean on the other side. Like Andy Dufresne in Shawshank Redemption. I also don't believe you when you say that you're limited by what men are attracted to. As a woman, you can attract as many Chads as you want for one-night stands. I wonder how much baggage you have from all the chads that you slept with, not expecting to get their numbers, and feeling fine about it, just like your hubby. I really do wonder how many there were before hubby that you were fine sleeping with on a one-night stand and never hearing back from him again. I'm not saying you did that, but I know when there's smoke, there's usually fire. Also, why do you say you're scared of attracting the wrong person as in present tense? You sound more like someone who's actually out looking for a partner instead of a woman who's married and settled down. Again, proving to me that women are always dreaming of monkey branching. Sounds to me like you're one of the lucky women that got a Chad that you always wanted. And now not even Chad is good enough anymore. I'll discuss more in a moment. But first, let me tell everyone about today's sponsor, the Red Pill Ring. The Freemasons have their own rings, and now so do we. When another MGTOW sees your gold, silver, or bronze ring, he's going to know exactly what it means, and that both of you have the same value system. Now all we have to do is make a secret handshake. Please visit redpillring.com today to get your precious, precious ring. Do it fast before Gollum with boobs stops you. Anyways, now back to how many chads did Fat Cat have one-night stands with before she finally found her hubby Clown World Show? Fat Cat, thanks for proving my theory that I recently brought up in another video. In the manosphere, you have so many guys constantly complaining about women's high notch counts, but no one seems to have a theory as to why you do it. The men saying that are copycat parrots repeating what other men have said before, but they don't ever mention the idea that a woman has a harder time bonding with a man the more men she sleeps with. I haven't heard anyone propose the idea of Chad's being a walking penis slot machine either, that women hope to win the commitment jackpot from. If that's really the case, then women are just sad, that sex is just a tool for them to keep and land a high-value man, and that the men that can get all the sex they want from women don't have the discipline to tell these women no. They can't resist temptation. The power lies with the few percentage points of men out there. If they could just keep it in their pants, then women would have no choice but to get commitment from lower-tier males. They would just be forced to settle. Even with your health condition, Ms. Fat Cat, you were able to land what you consider a Chad. And other women see that and they think to themselves, I don't want to settle for anything less than the best. This then perpetuates this awful cycle. I guess the universe heard me with regards to my theory about why women sleep around with chads, and it dropped a woman in my lap that gave me the exact proof that I was looking for. One that admits to a one-night stand. How many were there before that, I don't know. Maybe you can share that at some point. I don't want to just make up assumptions and say it was 20 or 30. A notch count for women is like their age. They don't generally want to share that information. I also found it interesting that you were trying to pass off that you're financially independent. Men don't want to sleep with your house, your career, or your degree. They want to sleep with you. The idea that as a woman you have to be on guard for gold-digging men is preposterous. I once dated a woman that came from a very wealthy household, and the same thing was also brought up. I put out my intentions and thoughts into the ether that I wanted a woman that was more mature, and into finance, and a few days later, as if the universe knew, there she was. I left her after a few months because I couldn't deal with her bossy nature. I also had no interest in her family's financial resources. Plus, I was making more money than her at the time, and had a brand new car. And yet even that wasn't enough for her to make her family feel less suspicious of me. It was as if hypergamy was driven by parents to basically get their daughter to find a man that was better off than they were. My point is that any man that has self-worth and pride isn't going to be a gold digger. Other things that you said, Fat Cat, that I took as red flags from your words were when you were talking poorly about your nuclear family. I don't care if you actually talk about your brother and sister to me. I just think it's problematic if you do it out in public. But then again, I'm a hypocrite, because I used to do the same on this channel all the time. I did it as a sort of digital diary to get all my family interactions off my chest so that I could pretty much get other guys' opinions and would be able to find some camaraderie. But you do it as a way to use my audience as an emotional tampon. As for your brother, the so-called Chad, maybe you were jealous of his ability to attract as many hot partners as he wanted and keep them. As a woman, the men that aren't attracted to you tend to be invisible, so when you look into the world, all you tend to see is the behavior of the top male specimens, sleeping around with as many women as they want. So women see him as a high-value male and want to emulate his behavior, because they think that playing the part of the female chameleon will attract them. That often works with personal interests and hobbies, but it doesn't work when it involves horny time. Plus, other women won't tell their female friends that sleeping around devalues them. They're hoping their friend doesn't figure things out because it means that she's going to shoot herself in the foot. Fat Cat, is it possible you were jealous of your brother's Chad ways when he was younger, because you wanted to be the female version of that? We've already established that you were able to do that, and that's how you found your hubby. But as a woman, you must understand that acting like a man sexually with regards to number of partners is going to devalue you. I think it devalues both men and women. I think that Chads and men in general that sleep with a lot of women don't realize that they're damaging their own ability to bond with a woman. This bonding process is what I believe makes guys put on those love goggles. If you've been with 10 or 20 different women, then being able to bond must go down. There are many guys that wonder why I tend to lose my mind when I'm in love and they do not. I then ask them how many relationship or friends with benefits partners they've had, and almost all of them say 10 to 15. Most of these guys aren't Chads, but it doesn't matter because the emotional mileage is there. I remember meeting older couples when I was in my teens and 20s, and they appeared to be more genuinely in love with each other after 4 or 5 decades in some cases. And I knew they came from a time before no-fault divorce, and they got together in their late teens and early 20s. Women are trying to compensate for their inability to bond with a man by finding a man that's of higher quality. In the past, before they could swing from dick to dick like Tarzan swinging in the forest, they would have had more gratitude if they found a good man because they knew that they could have done so much worse. So that would mean they'd be more possessive of him, protecting him from falling for another woman. But today, because women have options, instead of being possessive, they become repressive. And if a guy doesn't do as he's told, then a replacement will need to be found. But that's a tale for another day. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Ms. Fat Cat for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that your guess is as good as mine. Ask the number of men that have smashed Fat Cat while she was in heat. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45. And it won't rush out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the women that criticize their brothers for being with many different women when the chances that they were with many different men themselves are very high away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.